Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Pei Aleph in Kiddushin. Mr. Shem will make a siyum tomorrow on Kiddushin and Seder Nashim. On top of the page, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Lo Shana Ela Be'ir. This that we say that in the two men could be miyachad with one woman. Remember, we said a man should not be miyachad with two women. It's mashma from two women, but maybe more women would be okay. And we said yesterday that that's one man should not be miyachad with two women because they could easily be seduced. But two men with one woman is usually okay. That's what the Mishnah said. Rav Shimon seemed to be more makel. He said, "Af ishecha misyachad mshtein nashim." Maybe it's under certain circumstances if his wife is there, etc. Or maybe Rav Shimon was being makel in general. But in any case, we saw that two men with one woman is okay. Then the Gemara said, "Of course, that's only if they're not immoral. If they're bad guys and they do all kinds of shtuyot, then even many men could be miyachad. But under normal conditions, two men with one woman is okay." Then the Gemara said. I wanted to bring a proof that how do you know that if the people are bad, that two men is not good with one woman if the people are immoral? From the case of the Sota, because he had to have Talmid HaChomim there. More so, that's not proof, that's simply they give warning. But it could be that normally we say two men with one woman is okay, period. Unless you know that they're immoral. I remember Rav Loshan, this we say two men is okay with one woman in the city. Aval b'derech, but on the road, when there's nobody else around, you need three people. Maybe one of the persons will have to go to use the bathroom. Let's say you only have two men, one with one woman, right? And guy has to go to the bathroom. And it's not in the city. In the city, there's people all around, so you get somebody else to take his place or whatever. But you're on the road, if there's two men with one woman, and one man has to go to the bathroom, then you're left with one-on-one. That's not good. Let's bring a proof to this from the case of Sota. Muslim Shenechim, yet you send along with the husband to Talmid HaChacham to accompany him on the way to Yerushalayim. Shemil Vedech, to make sure that he doesn't sleep with her on the way. So Trev Iyu Atlasa, the two Talmid HaChacham and the husband, that's three. Shows that when you're on the road, you need three, as we just proved. The Gemara says, no proof. You don't have to say that. Maybe two men and one woman is okay even on the road. Over there, it's for different. Therefore, it's a different reason that in case he does sleep with her, so there's two witnesses, and they won't give her to drink. Rav Rav Yehuda, Habika Ozli Borcha. Now we're going to tell a bunch of stories indicating the importance of not having yichud. As we said yesterday, in modern times, we know what yichud leads to. It leads to charges, all kinds of charges, some false, some not, but the person has to be very careful. The Chacham knew this already. Rabbi Yudav Kosel Bocha, there were two Marag. Rabbi Kosel Hayisa Kamayan, there was a woman about to walk and cross in front of them. And that would have meant two men with one woman. Even though he said two men with one woman is okay. Omale Rav, Rav Yud, Rav Yud, Dal Karach, pick up your feet, Mekam Beganim. Pick up your feet from Beganim. In other words, run. Run. That we shouldn't be two men with one woman. Omale Vamaru, Omer Beksheim Shabradami. If you're kosher people, two men is okay, right? Only if they're preetzim, then two men is not okay. But normally two men, we're two rabbis. What's our problem, even if there's a woman there? Amalei, so he said, he takes out the words, Miyem Adiksherim, he says, Kagon Anavat, you think you and I are okay? El Kagon Mai, so who is Ksherim? Who are the, when you say two men and one woman is okay, who are you speaking of? Kron Chanina Bar Papi B'Chaveirav. We had the Gemara back before in Daf Tzadik Tesman Beis, Daf Mem, Rav Chanina Bar Papi, and Rav Tzadik and Rav Kana, these were all rabbis who were seduced by important shiksas, chashuva shiksas, and they were most nefesh. One jumped off the roof, one made boils happen upon himself. In other words, they did all kinds of mesiris nefesh to avoid the temptation. So maybe people on that level, two men and one woman, but maybe we shouldn't trust ourselves. We should be careful. We shouldn't even two men with one woman, it shouldn't be good enough. Amrav, Malkan Yichemeno Soichu. So he said these halachas are basically drabban, even though we saw remes in the Torah, that's more than a smachta. And these are halachas that the rabbi set. And the rabbi said, if you have yichud with a woman, well, you shouldn't, certainly where it's one-on-one, or one man with two women, then the Rabbanan could give you what's called makas martis. It's not the malkas minator, but the Rabbanan also gave lashes that. Ve'ein osur yichud, but just because somebody had yichud, that would not be enough to prohibit that woman on her husband. I guess, unless it's a sota. Sota, you have to have kini and stira, etc. You have a whole procedure. But normally, just because there was yichud, does not prohibit her on her husband. Amar Vashi, lo merichah b'pnuya. This is what we say, you give malchus is only if you had yichud with an unmarried girl. But if it's just a married woman, lo, you don't give malchus for that. Why? If people see that you gave malchus, they'll say, well, today we don't have a court, we don't have a skila, we don't have a regular bezdin, like in the time of the Beis Migdash, so we can't give misa. But if bezdin saw fit to give him to give this guy lashes, probably some hanky panky took place, and maybe her children aren't hers. So he says, so Havashi said that if she's unmarried, then you give him lashes. But if she's married, don't do it, because people will say that her kids are not hers. He gave Malchus and he called out. He gave Malchus and he said that I'm giving Malchus not because she definitely committed adultery and her children are possibly not hers, right? But he would say, I'm giving Malchus because he was over on the Devei Chacham who said, don't have Yichud. And they had Yichud. Yichud means, confinement or seclusion with this woman.
You say the children are not hers. What do you mean? It's her children.
No, but yeah, in normal cases, as La Halacha, we pass when you go bus rove anyway. But if you, let's say that Bezin says this lady committed adultery. Mm-hmm. So people will talk and say, oh, you know what? When she had a child 9 months later, it's not her. I mean, it's hers. I mean, it's not hers. Not the husband's. It's not her husband's child. Say that her kids are not her husband's. It'll be mamzeir. Now, the halacha is that you go bus a rogue be'ilos anyway, that even if you know that a woman committed adultery, the child doesn't have halacha of a mamzer because he assumed it came from her husband. But people will talk. In other words, they shouldn't be motzi laz and say that the child is a mamzer. So therefore, one rabbi, Rav Ashi, said that if you had seclusion with a married woman, don't give them malchus. The truth is the punishment would be for both. But he says, but let's not the man. Don't give malchus, because then people will say that she committed adultery, and people say the kids are mamzerim. Whereas Rav Zutra said no, he gave malchus, and he said not that she committed adultery, but simply because of the yichud. Omele Rav Nachman mi parakel Rav Ashi. Mar namele malchus. So why don't you also, just like Mar Zutra did that he give malchus, that's malchus mar, just drabonim, and he called out that not because she committed adultery, but because of the yichud. Why don't you do the same thing? Why do you say that if she's a married woman, you don't give malchus, so people shouldn't think that maybe her kids are mamzer? Give malchus and say that it's not because of adultery, but rather it's because of yichud. You say some people will hear about the malchus, but they won't hear about the accompanying announcement that it's not for that. You know, people hear what they want to hear. They heard he got malchus, but they didn't hear or they didn't absorb that it was because of yichud and not because of adultery. Omarav, malkin alo tovashmui. The bezin can even give malchus. Again, this is malchus rabbanim, even for bad rumors. Even for a love, for a bad rumor. People put themselves, they say where there's smoke, there's fire. People put themselves in a position where there's rumors about them. The Rabbanim give malchus for that too, in order to prevent the people from doing those kinds of, taking part of that activity. Shemar, the pasuk says, Al bini, know my son, ki lo tov hashmua. When there's a bad hearing, when there's a bad rumor about you, al, it's like a lav, don't. In other words, that's to show that if it's a lav, you get malchus for that. Again, it's the Rabbanim. Marzut Mosav le afsira al kisfe, umakri le albini. When he would give makis mardis, he would put a rope around the shoulders and read out that pasuk to him. Now some say that what it means is the pasuk shadows of makale karlafun of albini laudia, shalav zehu, he's getting malchus for that. Some say putting the rope on his shoulders, like meaning that's another way of saying he would give malchus, but some say no. It's like a rope on like you put a rope on an animal, like in the same way you put a rope on an animal because this man like did animal like activities, etc. Amarava, Bala Ba'ir Ein Choshim Shem Yichud. If her husband's nearby in the city, there's no concern about Yichud. Some say this means that you don't punish him, but there's still an Isser, right? And some say there's no Isser. Bala Ba'ir, and there's no Yichud because she knows her husband could show up at any time. Amar Yosef, Pesach Pasul Hoshes Rabim. Also, if the door is open to Rosh Hashanah, there's also no concern about Yichud because, oh, Baruch Haba, did you come back early? I thought you said four Shabbosim.
Huh?
Four Shabbosim, you said. Did you come back early?
I'll be away from my grandson's bar mitzvah this Shabbat.
Oh, that's it, four Shabbosim. Okay, welcome home. Welcome home. Right. Hamriyosa Pesach Pasul Rosh Hashanah Ein Choshim Shem Yichud. Also, if the door is open, there's no concern about Yichud. So that's what many people do. If there's a Rabbi Wein had that famous story. He said that he kept His wife used to go shopping on Friday morning. He's not a young man anymore like he once was, and with a cleaning lady would clean up for shops. They had a cleaning lady Friday morning, so he would always open the door a little bit. So she didn't know. She was a Russian cleaning lady, so she would close the door, and he would open it, and she would close it. Finally said, she said, why do you keep opening the door? He says, well, there's any of Yichud. So she said, big Yilcha? <You know? laughs> So we'll see about that. I didn't say this, I've repeated that story several times. The reason I'm saying it now to remind you is because we're going to come to a story about that also. But the point here is when the door is open, not a problem. Rabbi Ikalabe Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi went to the house of Rabbi Yosef, boss of the Karachrifta, after they, Rabbi was a guest there, and after they broke bread, they wrapped the bread around the vegetables or whatever about the relish, and they ate bread. And then they were eating upstairs in the upper chamber. And then Rabbi Yosef and his wife came down. Amar lahu, so he told the servants there, shkul dargim mitosav evet, take away the ladder. In other words, Rabbi was still upstairs where they had eaten. And him and his wife came down the ladder. Then they said, he told them, take away the ladder. Strand him upstairs, so to speak, so he can't come downstairs, right? So that the kasav, because if he comes downstairs, he might have yichud with my wife. He just said, if the husband's around, the husband's in town, there's no concern. Rabbi Yosef was around, even if he stepped out. So Shani Rabbi was different to Shushvinisei Habe, because she was friendly with him. It's like, they was like the best man. He was like the best man at the wedding. He was very friendly with the Geisabe, and she felt comfortable with him. In other words, you have to look at the circumstances, right? And the circumstances are, you have to avoid Yichud whenever it was, even if the husband's around, but if she's friendly with him, be very careful. Amar of Kana. Let's say men are on the outside and women are on the inside. In other words, you have a kind of a room where the women are stuck inside and the men are on the outside. So the men have no reason to go inside. Ain choshim shimicha, because everybody will see him going in. His exit is only out. It's not in, so there's no concern. But if the men on the inside, and the women are on the outside, then because the men have to pass the women on their way out. So you are Rebbe. And the Bryce is the other way around. What's the other way around? That if we said just the opposite, if the men are on the outside and the women are on the inside, you're worried. Maybe one of the guys will sneak inside on his way in there, and nobody will notice him, right? And as we said, it might be, if it's a one man with two women, is a problem. It's mashed from the Gemara at the end. We'll see that one man, or tomorrow's Gemara, that one man with several women is not a problem. Again, one man with several, only one man with two women is a problem. But one man with several women is not a problem, but maybe there were two women over there. So if the Bryce is mashed that a man on the outside, you are concerned. And if the men are on the inside, and the men and the women are on the outside, then and you're not concerned, right? If the men are on the inside and the outside, the Bryce of Mashmi, you're not concerned. Why? Because if the man goes outside and stops by a woman on his way out, he has to be concerned that other people have to come out also. That's the only way out. So maybe you're not concerned in that case. So Abaya says, Abaya summarizes, Hashtam Rav Kana Hoche. Rav Kana says, you're worried about one way, not the other. And the Bryce is the other way. Anan Abdul Chumar will be Machmer and say, make in all cases, whether men are on the inside or women on the outside, or vice versa, you always have to be concerned about Yichud. In other words, you don't have to be concerned about Yichud if the husband's in town or the door's open. Abaya Dayer Gufa, he would make rows of jars between men and women when there would be a gathering of men and women. He would make like a mechitza of jars so that if anybody crossed over to the other side, the outside of mechitza, it would make noise. Rav Dayer Kana, he made a row of reeds or whatever, that also something that would make noise so that people you wouldn't be able to sneak over to the other side, sneak over to the women's side. Omer Avin, Sak with the Shalosh Regalim, the worst time of the year is at the Shalosh Regalim. Like Tashlich time when the men and women are all socializing, they used to call it a social, right? When they come together on Yontif, they come to hear the drusha, that's when all the women come to shul, etc. That's when you have socializing, and that's the bad time of year. Hanach Shvuyais Adosel and Ardo. There were some captive Jewish captive women who came to Ardo. Askinu lebei Rav Amram Chasida, and then they were taken. Rav Amram Chasida, he gave a command. He was in charge there, and he commanded that they should free these Jewish women, and he got the money for them, and then he gave them refuge in his upper chamber. Askinu lebei Rav Amram. They put him up in the house of Rav Amram Chasida. And in the upper chamber that he had there. In other words, he gave them refuge. trying to protect him. Ashkul Dargam Kamayani took away the ladder from, again, from the second floor so that nobody can go up there. Bahadi de Kachalfa, now these are all examples, we're going to talk about stories here of great men who were also seduced by the terrible Yetzirah of Znus. Bahadi de Kachalfa Chadamanayu, when one of these captive women passed by the opening, you know, there's like a, the opening between the first and the second floor, Nafal Nahora bi Puma, the light happened to fall at the skylight right at that moment and shone upon this woman. And Rav Amram was aroused. He was he saw this woman and he couldn't control himself. Shakli Rav Amram Darga, he grabbed the ladder to Lahavi Chom Be'asar Lamidle. He grabbed a ladder that normally 10 people couldn't lift, a very heavy ladder, but in his passion, was aroused. He grabbed this ladder. Dalye Lechude, he put it by himself. In other words, he put the ladder up, he uprighted the ladder by the hole in the, between the first and the second floor by himself. Solik V'azel, and he started to climb up there, running after this woman. Kimota Lapal Gadarga, and there were several women there also, right? I'm just showing you. Kimota Lapal Gadarga, when he got to the middle step, Ifshech, he spread his legs out and he controlled himself. Rashi says, Hirchiv Upisak Raglav, he spread his arms. Lamam Koma, he stood himself up as he tried to counteract against his Yetzer Hara. Rama Kola, and he lifted his voice up. In other words, he saw that his passion was getting hold of him, so he wanted to stop himself. So he said, Nura Bayamram, there's a fire. In Yana de Yoma, right? We just had the fire. Kurt missed all the excitement here. Nurbam, there's a big fire in the house. I mean, he called out that everybody should come running. What they did was, you know, those days in a fire department, everybody came running with their buckets. So he's crying, Nurbam, Asur Abban, the Rabban Kay, Amulay, Kasavin, and they saw what was going on over there. They came in there looking for a fire. He said, you know, he yelled out fire so everybody should come and catch him there in the act so that he shouldn't do it. Amalei Kasfasinus, and they told him, listen, we've embarrassed you. Amalei Mutav Tichsvu Ve'Amram Ba'alma Adain, better that I should be embarrassed here. V'lo Tichsvu Minei La'alma Dos, and you shouldn't be embarrassed by me in the next world. In other words, better that you caught me, so to speak, before I committed the act, rather than to be embarrassed for me in the next world after I've committed the act. Ashbe Dinafik Minei. So he forswore the Yetzer Hara in him. The Yetzer Hara was very strong in those days. Presumably, the Yetzer isn't as great today. Whatever you want to call that. It was belittled in later on by the rabbis. Even in his time, it was already belittled. But presumably, he had a greater Yetzer then. So he called out the Yetzer and he said, you know, get out of me. You have to leave him. Nothing made the Yetzer left his body. Ki amurunor looked like a pillar of fire. Amalei. So Rav Amram Chasida. Notice he's called Chasida. He's called a Chasid. Amalei. Look, you're a fire, and I'm simply flesh and blood. And I'm stronger than you. I was able to withstand you. Another story of Meir having mislotis bar aveir. Aveir used to make fun of the people who committed aveiros, and he would say, listen, why can't they control themselves? What are they doing? Yom Echad, so because of that, Yom Echad, he idme le sutton kiissa. The sutton appeared to him like a woman, a pretty woman. Bahki sonora on the other side of the river. Well, have remember, there was no ferry to go across. Nakat Mitzrah, he grabbed hold of the rope. In those days, they would have a rope bridge, and he put a plank across the river, and then a rope going across, and he held onto the rope, and that's how you balance yourself. So he grabbed hold of the rope, the cover, and he started to pass over the rope bridge. Kimata Palga Mitzrah, when he got halfway there, Shafke, the Yetzer let him go. Omar, he says, I saw what you're doing. Omar, Elav, the Kamechzu Berakif, it wouldn't be that they called out in the Shemayim, he's Zoro Beramayor, be careful, Mayor Vitaroso. Because we had such respect for you, Shavise Ledamach Tartimo, I would make you worth Tumo. In other words, I was about to make nothing out of you because I was able to seduce you, but in Shemaim they won't let me. Another similar story of the Bekiva, he also used to make fun of the Ober Aveir and say, why can't they control themselves? Because of that, he was also tested. Yomachad Idmila Sutton Kissa, the Sutton appeared to him like a woman, Bereish Dikla at the top of the tree. Nakdil Dikki, he grabbed all the tree of Kasalik. He was climbing up the tree to run after Vazel. Kimata, look at these rabbis. We're talking about Rav Meir and Rav Akiva. Kimata Lapalge, the Dikki, when he got halfway up, Shafke, the Yitzhara let him go. The son let him go. Amra, Elav, the Mechshim Rakia, he's Arbor of Akiva to us. It wouldn't be that they called out in Rakia that be careful of Rav Akiva's Torah. Shavis, let them touch me. So I would have made nothing out of you, made you worth nothing. Plimo, Haviragul Amemer, Plimo was a man who used to say every day, Gear baited a Sutton. An arrow in your eye, Sutton. I'm gonna take care of you. I'm against you. So again, the Sutton, you know, it's not a good idea to start up with the Sutton, because he's going to say, you think you're going to make fun of me, you're going to, you know, poke fun at me or start up with me, I'll show you. So Yumachad Mali Yumad Kippur, one day it was Erev Kippur, Have Idmile Kanya. So the Sutton appeared to him like a poor person. Asa Karabavi came, called out by his door, by his gate. He said, you know, hello, you know, I'm looking for a tzedakah. I figure they brought him out some bread. Amalei, Yuma Kiyaidna. By the way, it's a lesson. They gave him bread. See, he asked him for bread, but you know, that the law is ain't both comes on. So if somebody says they're hungry, you have to give them food. They're hungry. If they ask for money, you don't have to give them money. You have to check it necessarily. You don't have to check it out. The other day I was standing in Ramat Eshkol, Sam's just reopened, in case for those of you who were into Sam's Bagels. They had been closed for a month for Sheep at Sim. Anyway, they just reopened. So after I was leaving, there was a kid came over to me, you know, this game looking kid with the long pants, looked a little bit, you know, strange looking kid. And he said he needs some money to buy some food. So I looked around if I had a 10 or a 20 shekels. I had a 50 shekel. So I didn't want to give him 50 shekels. So I went over to the cashier and I said, can you give me change? He says, he has no change. He says, oh, is that kid bothering you like that? That one we started on? Don't give him money. Give him some food. So I said, fine, give me two bagels. And I bought two bagels, plain bagels, and I gave it to the kid. He took them and he walked away. Probably threw him in the thing. He was looking for money. He wasn't looking for... But anyway, it's food you don't say no to. So they gave him out some food. I'm late. Yoma Kiyahidna, a day like today, everybody's sitting inside. Vainov, right? You brought me out some food. It's Erev Yom Kippur. You're feeding me outside, not inside. I live a Kravele Rifta. They brought him inside. They brought him some bread inside. I'm like, Yoma Kiyahidna, a day like today, Kulyam, I'm not talking. Everybody's sitting at the table. Vainov, I'm sitting here by myself. And you sit me in the corner over here. Asu, they brought him in, Asfu Atoch, and they had him sit by the table. Hava Yosef, he was sitting there, Molei Nafshe, Shichna V'chibi. So he was sitting at the table, and this is the Sutton, of course, so he made himself appear with boils and sores, very disgusting, of Govan, they knew the Moss, and he did things at the table. He was acting in such a way that he was very repulsive, repugnant, and Amalei. So they told Plima told them, Tiv Shopper, set up properly, stop this. You know, don't do these repulsive things in front of us. Amalei, Havala Kesa, give me a cup. Can I have something to drink? Yavala Kasa. Achmri coughed up, shut a bait, kichoni, and he spit his phlegm into the cup. Really disgusting at the table. Nachru Bay, so they all yelled at him, they rebuked him. Shaka umes, and he pretended like that he was fainting, and that he pretended to die. Shamu, and this is all part of the sons doing Shamu, they heard, Plima heard, Davikamru, Plima Katal Gavra, in other words, as he died, there was rumors going out, the sirens went out already, this is the son's work, that Plima killed somebody, and the cops were going to come looking for him. Arik, so he ran away, Plima now ran away, he had taken him in, but he was the one who said, you know, an arrow in your eyes. So he had taken him in, and now it's Erev Yom Kippur, and he had to go run away. Vatasha Nafshi Besakisa, and he hid himself outside of town in a Besakisa. Also Basre, so the Sutton came after him. Nafal Kamei, when he saw it, the Sutton, he fell in front of him. Ki Chazia Davi Mitzdar, when the Sutton saw that he was very upset, and he was in pain because of all this whole incident that happened to him, he had to run away. Goli Nafshi, the Sutton revealed himself to him, and he said, I'm the Sutton, I did this just to show you a lesson. I'm like, my time, Amr Tachi. So he told him, why do you say that, arrow in your eyes, Sutton? Like, why do you, I did this to you because you always call out an arrow in your eyes. Why did you say that? Velahechi, what should I say? I want to keep the Sutton away from me. I'm trying to drive you away. That's my job. My Yetzirah is supposed to drive you away. What should I say? I'm like, you should say, Leimamar, Rachmona Nigar Be'ech Sutton. That the Rebbe Shalom, the All Merciful, should rebuke you, O Sutton. You know, that's how you should say it in that form. There's also a pasuk like that in Tanakh. Rav Chiya Barashi, Havi Ruggel.
Sutton's feelings were hurt.
Yeah. Rav Chiya Barashi, Havi Ruggel, Kol Eden, Davi Nafal, Lape, whenever he would do Tachna, whenever he would, Havi Omer, he would say, Harachma Yitzlan Mi Yitzhara, let the Rebbe Shalom should save me, right? The Merciful One should save me from the Yitzhara. That's what he would say every day, Rav Chiya Barashi. Yomacham one day, Shamasinu de Bisu, Shamasinu de Bisu, Amra Michdi, his wife heard him say this. Oh God, save me from the Yetzer. Now Rav Chiya Barashi was not a young man anymore. Amra, she said, Michdi Hakamashani de Parshlam Hinai. My husband and I have, he's separated me already for a number of years. He's an older man. What Yetzirah is he concerned about here? That God save us from the Yetzirah, right? That's the incident I referred to before, right? What's he so concerned about? It's been many years since we've been together. So it's my time to come. What is he saying? That say Yom Echad, Havi Kigaros, one day he was sitting and learning, begin saying in the garden. Kashta Nafsha, so she was suspicious, like, what Yetzirah is he referring to? Kashta Nafsha, so she went and she dressed herself up and, you know, all fancy so that he wouldn't recognize her. Kashta Nafsha, and put on perfumes, etc. Cholfa Vatanya Kameh, and she went in front of him once and twice. She passed in front of him to arouse him. Omra Law, Manat, who are you? Omra, Ana Harusa Dehadri Miyoma. I'm Harusa, the famous zona. She was a famous zona. I've just returned to town from an extended vacation. You know, just returned to town. Tava, so he,
tour.
Yeah. So what?
A European tour.
Right. So Tava, so he propositioned her. Amalei, I see Nalach LaAchrom. I say, so she said to him, bring me a pomegranate. The Reish Tosina that at the top of that branch near the top of the tree. Shavar, he jumped. Uzzel, he went. He brought it. Isin and brought it to her. Kiyasa Labesa, and then apparently they had Bia. Kiyasa Labesa, when he turned home, Havi Kashagar Devisu Tanura, she was lighting up the oven. Solik Vikiyasa Begava, and he went and he sat in the oven to kill himself. Amalei Mai, what's going on? Amalei Hachi Hachi Havi Mai, this is what happened. I succumbed to my passions, and now I should kill myself and for the sin. Amalei, I know Avi, you didn't sin, it was me. It was me, I'm your wife. He didn't believe her. Ad yovla siman until she gave him a siman to show that she, you know, enough siman to know. But he gave the pomegranate back, right? The pomegranate to show that it was him. Omela, I know me at least. Okay, right. I didn't really sin, but my kavana was bad. I thought I was committing a sin. So kol yom shalosat tzadikah misana. He fasted every day. Ad shemei sposim until he basically died of starvation of constant fasting because he felt that. The tanya is we see this in the pasuk. Pasuk says, Isha afirim Hashem yislach lahim, right? At the beginning, we talked about the neder that a woman makes. Her husband broke it, and then it says, Hashem will forgive her. What are we speaking about? If her husband broke the neder, we know a husband can break the neder. What sin is there? She didn't sin. Malkas medaber, be'isha shenadam nazar, a woman who became a nazira. Vishama Baal, her husband, heard about it, the hefer law, because a nazir is a type of neder, he broke the neder. He lo yada. She didn't know that he broke the neder, shehefer law, shehefer la baala. Right, she didn't know her husband. She thought she's really a nazir. And she committed these sins. She drank the wine, and she was matam lemesim. Even though she really was allowed to, but she didn't know that she was allowed to. She thought she's committing a sin. So, and that's what it says. Even though her husband, she still needs a slicha because she thought she was committing a sin. In the same way, this is why Rav Akiva Rashi also thought that he needed a kapara. Rav Akiva, having matilai psukim, when he came to this pasuk, having bachi, we cry, Amar mam, mishin skaven lechol baser chazer. A person who wanted to commit a sin, like this woman who was a nazir and she thought she was committing a sin, and she at the end she ate kosher. Kosher meat because she didn't commit a sin. She wasn't really a zira. Amra Torah tzricha kapar. She needs a kapar. Says Vashem yisach la. It's tzricha kapar b'slicha. Mishna skaven lechobaser b'chazer. All of you are chas a person who wanted to commit a sin and actually did commit sin. Allah has kama. How bad? How much of a kapar does that person need? Kiyotzim b'davar. Similar things is v'loyada v'ashem. Normally, when a person commits a sin b'shogeg, it's called. He didn't know that it was the meat was chaylev or whatever, and he ate it. He didn't know, and he sinned. But Asavoni carries his sin until he brings a carp machatas. Sherer Bekiva Magila Pasuk Zeh Yabachi would cry. Ma Mishna Skaven Lachol Shuman. Well, the Biyaruchel of Manach, a person who committed the sin unwittingly, as we say, b'shogeg. We thought it was kosher meat and he ate something non-kosher. Amar Torah V'loyad of Ashim V'Nasavono. He's guilty and he carries the sin. Mishna Skaven Lachol Chel of all of Biyaruchel of Askam. Person literally wanted to commit a sin and he committed a sin. How bad? How much of a kavod does he need? On this, all the grief-stricken people have to grieve when they say this, because you see that you're considered a sinner even when you do it unwittingly. The Mishnah said, a person could be have yichud with his mother, right? That's what the Mishnah said with his mother, the imbito, with his mother or with his daughter, and when they're young, if the girl's a little girl or a little boy, they can even sleep with the parent even when they're not clothed. A person can have yichud with a sister, but shouldn't live together with her. Shouldn't live in the same house. In other words, if there's nobody else there, shouldn't be just a brother and a sister, right? They shouldn't live in the same house. They can have yichud with her. They can have a meal together, but But v'dar im imo v'bito, but with a mother or daughter where the passion is less. And here Rashi brings down remember there was a time when we consider it part of nature today that a person doesn't have a yetzer for his kin, unless he lives in the south. But most people don't have a yetzer for their family, for their family members, right? However, that wasn't a natural thing. The anshe knesset gadol had to be mayit that, otherwise the yetzer was too much for people to bear. So he says, so with his mother and his daughter, you could even live in the same house. When he says, you can't have yichud with anybody. Not with his sister, not with his mother, nobody. Even with an animal. We'll see tomorrow that normally Jews are not suspected of animals, but that was the issa. The issa was a filum behema. Tana, I don't understand. Right? So, Shmuel said, you can't have yichud with anybody, even with an animal. Our Mishnah says you could live with your mother, live with your daughter. Your sister and your mother-in-law, right? Otherwise, so you have a brisa which also goes like me that you can't yichud with anybody. When our mayor was around, he says, listen, stay with me. I want a chevra here. Don't leave me alone with my daughter. That's how great the answer is. Amar Rav Tarfon, he's arbne kalasi because my daughter-in-law. Okay, that's a little bit more understandable. But his own daughter, legal of also Talmud. A Talmud laughed at him. You can't have. You're worried about yichud with your daughter, with your daughter-in-law. Legal also Talmud. Amar Rav Avuhu Mishum Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel. Lo Yaman. It didn't take long. Achenichshel also Talmud b'chamoso. That Talmud who thought that with relatives there's no reason for concern. He himself. Was seduced with his mother-in-law.
This would be a tremendous problem if we're actually.
If that's the halacha today, right? As we'll see today and tomorrow, and tomorrow's daf also, we'll see that we're not worried about that today, those things today. Afilu behema. Abaya michle mikuli dabra. He would clear out when he was going to be alone, and he would cross or either for learning or he was alone in the field. He would clear out the whole field of all animals. Rav Sheshes ma'abel mitzvah put him on the other side of the bridge. He visited Rav Kana at Pumnar, that place. Chazid Yosef Kagaris, he said he was sitting and learning. There was an animal in front of him when he was learning. Don't you hold to the brice that says you're not have heavy chidif with an animal? Amalei, I didn't even notice it. The animal was quiet. I was busy learning. I didn't even notice it. Person can have yichud with two yivamot. Two yivamot means two sisters-in-law. Two women who are married to two brothers. Not two sisters. Two women who are married to two brothers. They generally hate each other. Why? Because they're worried that if one dies without children, she'll become a co-wife of the other one. That's all they need is to be a co-wife. Nobody wants to be together like that, right? You don't want a partner in a husband. So partnered together with another woman in one husband. So is actually two co-wives. Imishav chamoso with a woman and her mother-in-law. Women don't usually get along with their mother-in-law. Mother-in-law is jealous that the daughter-in-law is getting all the money that her son she put him through college, through medical school, and now he's doing well, and now that she's getting the benefits, not the mother-in-law. Or Imisho bas chamoso, similarly with her sister-in-law, Imisho bas bala with her stepdaughter, Imisho betinokas. So those five things, those women are not believed to say. All those of the five women are not believed to say that your husband died because we're worried that one will be makalko because he wants to ruin them because they generally don't like one another. Also, then Isha with a little girl, she adas tambiya of animasar sasambiya. She understands what bia is. So if you have yichud with the one woman, she'll go tell. So you could be miyachud in a case like that, and it's a girl who's so small that she wouldn't have bia. She has no interest in it herself. She's not at that stage, but she knows what it is. So if any hanky panky is there, she'll go tell everybody. So you could have yichud with her because there's no concern because it'll be exposed. Higdilu ze yashim b'ksusav akama. Said, well, once they get older, if you said, according to the Mishnah, you said it's a machlokas, right? You have a machlokas. Can you have yichud with your mother, with your daughter, et cetera, with little kids? So with little kids, the Mishnah said you're allowed to, but at a certain point, you have to put on clothes. At what age? Amar Kamar bar Rav Azza, Amar Ravasi, Tinoka. So we have different gears there. Gears on Agmar is Tinoka's bas teisha shanim. If she's 9 years old in a day at that point, if she says, or Tinok ben shteimisra, on a boy, 12 years old, yomechad. He could some say Tinoka's bas shteimisra, some say the girl's 12. And Tinuk ben Shloshim v'yamechi. See, always says we talked about the other day. It's always been 12 years and a day. Your birthday is 12 years and a day. B'zevzeh, whatever your sheet is, it's another gear, so that it's three. It's that it's 3 years old and not 3 years old for a girl, 9 years old for a boy. B'zevzeh k'deishiu shadayim mechadav sechtemech. It's only if they've shown signs of puberty with breasts growing and pubic hair growing. That signs. And if it's early, amaravafim bar papa amaravchista loshen elosha ena bosha lamafanav. That's only if she's already at that age and she doesn't feel that she's naked and she's not embarrassed by herself. Bush lamad. Today, Bizman said, people are more aware of things than even a young girl. Even a 5-6-year-old girl wouldn't want to stand naked there. Of a Boshu Lama Lafana, then it's also at that point. Once people are embarrassed by their nakedness, then it's obvious, it's common sense that they have to cover themselves up and be careful. My time, Yetzer Albasha, because once she's embarrassed, why is she embarrassed? Because she understands what nakedness means. Ravacha Baraba Iklo de Be Rav Chista, Chasne, came to his son-in-law's house. Son, that means his daughter's house. Rav Chista was his son-in-law. Shekel Baal says he picked up his granddaughter, as grandfathers are wont to do. Osvek Kisten put her on his lap. Amrlei, so of course, this is, here you go, a father-in-law, a son-in-law arguing on a loch. Amrlei, Lasavanah, so the son-in-law said, Lasavamar, don't you know that this the old the Makacha? Lasavanah Mar, the Makacha? Don't you know that she's betrothed? You don't know that we got engaged. I guess you missed the Eir Sin and get the invitation. Right? Don't know several of my country. I know she's embarrassed. Ain't any idea she mukadeshes. If she's mukadeshes, she's like an Eishes Ish, right? She's Eir Sin. Amrlei, if you've made my little, 5-year-old daughter, you've already betrothed her to somebody. She's already engaged. You've been over the Rav, maybe been a Rav, even though we know the man of Torah, you could sell your daughter and you can marry off your daughter. Don't marry off your daughter when she's small. In other words, even a Raisa you could, but it's forbidden. You shouldn't do that. Don't do it until you're going to cause her problems, until she's old and grown up enough to know. And she says, yes, I like that guy. So why don't you know that? So the son-in-law, of course, Rav Chista was the son-in-law, answered him back, well, Mar Nami Avar Shmuel, you're over on Shmuel's Allah. Adam Shmuel, Ein Mishtam Shem Beisha, you're not supposed to use a woman at all. You're holding on to my granddaughter. You're touching a woman. Like the other Allah of Shmuel, Adam Shmuel, HaKol L'Shem Shemayim. When your intention is good, what's your intention? Take a look at Rashi. I call the Shem Tarashi. I'm not touching her like touching a woman. Kurva, because she's my granddaughter. I want to show my daughter, the mother of this young girl, when I hold dear her daughter, when I cuddle with her daughter, then she's very great. She's very happy about that. She show her that the grandfather likes the granddaughter. That's my intention. And therefore, I'm not over on Shmuel. But you were over on Rav's Lachi. You shouldn't have married off. You shouldn't have betrothed your daughter at such an early stage. Rashi says, the Tosa says, I'm sorry?
I'm being sincere. What does it mean? It's forbidden to make use of a woman. I don't know.
It means you shouldn't touch a woman. You shouldn't touch a woman at all, anyway. So, Abaye Mechol Dava, near, I tell says, near the Hani Maroi, Chumra Bial Makavi. He said over here that he cleared out all the animals, from the field. They were Chumra Abdavi. Vainan Kaimlan Karabana Drabuta, we're going to have tomorrow. Domer Lo Nechta Yisrael, Lo Al Mishkav Zachar, Velo Al Behem. In other words, we talked to you about Yalach Zavichi, you're not supposed to be Yachad with a woman or even with two women, but a man with a man, even though that could also be today accused of, right, with children, etc. You got to be careful. But a man of that, generally Jews are not chashud, they're not suspected of Mishkav Zachar. So therefore, if you're with another man, you're having a closed-door meeting with a man, you're not under suspicion. There's no isser on you to have a one-on-one meeting with a man or with an animal. If you're a veterinarian or something, you're taking care of the animal, you're not chashud on that. Jews aren't. It didn't say about other people. So Jews aren't suspected of Mishkav Zachar or of Behem. All right, tomorrow Mitzvah Shem will make a siyum, and then we'll start the Zekin, first part of the Zekin is called public comment.